You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, these lines are filled with people who want to play Rattle Off. It's brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. We're going to start with an evil Heather. Hey, Heather, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Like that big intake of breath. Caught you unawares,
no, I
see.
The other day and I lost service and my phone cut out.
Oh, no. Well,
no.
Glad you tried back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, working.
Oh, yuck.
Okay. Well, what is that? What are you doing?
365 days a year. So.
Doing what?
I own my own business. I'm an in-home pet sitter and dog walker.
Well, that's okay. Is that good money?
Yeah. I mean, with gas prices, it kind of evens itself out. But we're blessed that we get to do what we love. So
that's good.
Which is sit around with dogs and take them for walks and pick up their poop, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Meds,
it's a dream come true.
Like that,
so, if I wanted you just to come to my house and walk my dog. What do you charge for that?
It kind of depends. Normally, it's depending the time and how many animals. So, but
one dog at noon.
One dog today at noon. How much?
30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour.
30 minutes.
I'm gonna cut the norm. I'm gonna split the difference. I want 45 minutes.
45 minutes today at noon.
$34.50.
Okay,
not bad. Fido gets a little walk, and is there one dog that you just kind of dread when you hear that you got to go see him or walk him? Is there one?
Be honest.
Come on.
Maybe sometimes just because of the drive, but other than that, we're very blessed to have the clients that we have, and we normally, they're pretty easygoing for the most part. I mean, I have some behavioral issues, which are no fun, but that's just because it's not fun being there because you feel like you're torturing them because they don't know anything else because, like, they possibly were adopted and, you know, this is their home, but, like, any stranger coming from out of that kind of makes them...
Yeah.
I guess.
Listen.
And then what happened?
I just want you to know that I work with Jeremy on a daily basis, so I know all about behavioral problems.
Yeah, I drag my butt across the carpet all the time.
Okay. So, seriously. He's doing it right now.
Yeah, we're not even, I'm not even joking. It's so itchy.
Yeah,
he has
had
worms before.
That's not the fun part? The butt stuff?
Well, I don't have to deal with, sometimes that happens, but I mean, that's not the biggest thing. I mean, our behavioral, clients are the most, I guess, concerning clients just because you want them to
charge them more.
Have a good experience. You
charge those people more.
Yeah,
make more money. Be like, your dog, your little Pomeranian's a jerk. This walk is going to be $50.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
Oh, it should be how it works.
I wish, but yeah.
Come on, if you got a problem kid at daycare, they're going to charge you more.
Probably, yeah.
Come on, Heather, we're just trying to help you out. We're trying to make you a few extra bucks here.
When it's cat clients and they need cat meds, that's a hard one to have to handle, and they're not a friendly cat.
It's hard to give a cat a pill, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
that's a book, isn't it?
Job.
If you give a cat a pill,
wrap them in a burrito.
That's why you turn them around and make it a suppository.
You have to wrap them in a little burrito, a kitty burrito.
A kitty burrito, Dom. Heather, I like you.
That's why none of that works with my cat, Niles the Weirdo. He will not eat anything except his Meow Mix. You can put a bowl, a saucer of milk down. You can put a open can of tuna fish down. The cat turns his nose up at everything. So I couldn't put it in a kitty burrito. There's
difficult client.
Unless I mashed a bunch of Meow Mix together.
Difficult client, Heather.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. He would be one of the highest charged clients you have. He is so
high. You have to wrap the cat in a cat burrito to give them.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, that's what a cat burrito is. Do you know?
Yeah.
You wrap the cat in a blanket and make them an actual burrito. They're like in.
How does that make them eat a pill?
Because it confines them.
You don't get scratched. Yeah, you don't get scratched and hopefully not bitten.
And then you shove it in.
I thought you were talking about putting it like a dog. You put it in a piece of meat or something.
No.
I didn't know you like put the cat in a burrito.
Oh yeah.
Makes sense though.
It's called a kitty burrito.
Yeah.
A little kitty burrito. Just that way they don't hopefully scratch you
tear
or bite you. Yeah. Huh.
Do you have a goofy little name for your business?
I do.
What is it? I want to hear it.
It's Positively Perfect Pet Care, and it's spelled P-A-W.
Of course it is. Wow. Oh, barf.
No, change the name.
Hey, I have a lot of clients who like my name. So.
Yeah, if you're making money off it, just leave it. But we
think
it's ridiculous.
Just being kind, Heather. They're just being polite.
Stupid.
Yeah.
It's positively stupid.
See, it's a P-A-W.
Get it?
Just gotta point that out.
Do you have like a little foot in your logo and everything?
Paw print.
A little paw print, yeah.
No, actually.
What?
We have
do you have a cat wrapped in a blanket?
No. It's actually a house with a dog and a cat and a bird and a lizard attached to everything inside of a house.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay.
You know what? It's working for you. It has the cute factor attached to it, so.
Sure.
And we've been doing it for almost 7 years, so.
Well, then you're doing all right. Well. Good for
you.
You
keep saying we. Who is this other person?
My fiance.
Okay. Ooh la la.
They found love over pet sitting.
How long have you been engaged?
Since December.
Oh, so it's new fiance. Hmm.
Where did you meet this person?
Him or her?
Him.
Where did you meet him?
When we used to work at the doggy daycare together.
Oh, say they did bond over.
Yeah,
doggy
you've got
love.
A common interest right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
It was.
Did you guys get a little naughty? Beautiful. Get a little naughty at the doggy daycare?
Sure they did.
No.
Sure they
when
did.
When nobody was around?
Oh, come on.
No.
After hours?
Oh, definitely not. We were the hardest working. We had to pick up the slack for everybody else. So.
Don't say.
Those dog's eyes are like huge. Like, oh my God, what is matter?
No wonder that cat's so angry.
Let me out of this cage.
We did meet doing what we love, and then now we also work with a few local rescues get them into foster care, and my fiancé also used to drive to Kansas to pick up dogs.
That's where my dog's from. I have a rescue from Kansas.
What's going on in Kansas?
Yeah. My dog was wandering the streets.
Spayed and neutered
just wandering the streets.
What's going on?
Oklahoma City has a very high kill rate, and so he would meet another transport, and they would meet instead of him having to drive all the way to Oklahoma.
He would
drive to Kansas, and they would meet, and then they would potty everybody, and then load up in the other van and head straight back to Colorado.
That's kind of like a shady deal. Like they'd unload him into your boyfriend's van, and then he'd take off.
Yeah, passing money under the counter, kind of thing. What's going on?
No.
All right.
So it was a whole thing.
Well, you are a hero to many animals, so thank you for doing what you do,
Heather.
Yes,
we think you're delightful. We've really enjoyed talking to you. But now you got to play Rattle Off.
Oh, yeah.
Since we've talked to you for eight and a half minutes.
You're nervous. We've been talking to you for like an hour.
Now it's like we're like your best friends now. How could you be nervous?
Because I want to win, and I don't want to lose.
Give her five dog breeds.
I'm very competitive.
Five dog breeds.
We have to win tonight, by the way. The Avs have got to win. They have no other choice but to win.
Well, they could win during the next game.
They do have a choice.
When's the next one?
But,
Sunday?
Sunday.
They could win on Sunday.
They need to win tonight. My anxiety watching hockey, because if we don't win, it goes through the roof.
Really?
And it's like,
the roof,
we
roof,
have
roof.
To. It's just. It's
it goes through the
roof.
Like, roof.
So
roof.
Intense. Yeah, like, you guys are like, oh my God, are they going to score? But, oh,
funny. That's what your boyfriend was saying. All right.
Heather, I'm wearing my Avs jersey.
He's got one on.
Oh, good. See? Already
so
in the spirit.
It's good luck.
Already got it. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to party.
See, we're ready to win tonight already.
All right. It's now been 9.5 minutes without playing the game, so we've got to play.
We've got to do commercials here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
10 seconds.
Okay.
I hope you get it.
Oh, I'm tired.
I cannot do five dog breeds. That's just cheating.
All right.
That's just flat out cheating.
How many of your own dogs do you have, Heather?
Five.
Are they like foster fails?
A few of them, just because, I mean, technically they all were, but I had to because two of them were bite behavioral risk, so couldn't go anywhere else.
Gotcha.
Those are certainly.
So you're like, bite me! Don't bite anybody else!
Are you going to give me dog breath? Because I can do that.
We know. It's now been 10.5 minutes, and we haven't played Rattle Off yet.
But she's so fun and bubbly. And
I know, but think about all these wonderful people are on hold. They're like, I want to play. You're just going to give her dog breath?
Let's just give them a shout-out. Hey, Sean, Beth, Eric, and TJ, shout-out. Okay, now give her dog breeds.
Yes,
hold on.
Please.
Here's what I'm going to do. Beth, hold on just a second, okay?
No, Heather.
Hold on. Heather, hold on. I'm going to go to Beth. Beth, good morning.
Yes.
Hi.
Is it okay if I give Heather 5 dog breeds?
Sure,
you don't care. Nice meeting you, Beth.
There we go. Heather,
well, now
10
ask
seconds.
The others. Well, we've got to ask the others so we can at least get them on the air real quick.
Hold on, Heather. Okay.
Go to Sean.
Sean, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
What do you think about us giving Heather 5 dog breeds? You okay with that?
Oh, of course.
Have a good weekend. Okay, nice meeting you.
You're a good man. Here comes Eric. Eric's going to say no, I have a feeling. No. Eric, hi.
Hey.
Whoa, it's Eric.
Kapow. What do you think? Should we give Heather 5 dog breeds?
It would be a real shame if she couldn't give you 5 dog breeds.
That's a good point. What if she screws this up?
Good answer, Eric. Eric,
have a good weekend.
Thank you. Hold on. Don't go away.
One more.
She might screw it up, so I can't hang up on these people. TJ, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you don't sound happy about this.
TJ doesn't like this idea at all.
As long as she takes my dog for a walk for free, then she can do it. Yeah.
Look at you trying to work it. Work it. Thank you, TJ. Have a good weekend. Hold on.
You're the best. Heather, you ready?
Yeah.
10 seconds, 5 dog breeds. Ready and go.
St. Bernard, Great Dane, Beagle, Coonhound, Staffordshire Terrier mix, Wire Hair Terrier, West Highland Terrier.
I think that was only 4.
What? Yeah, you didn't do it.
We didn't want mixes. Yeah. Mini
so
mixes.
You're out.
Just give me a pug.
Yeah, you're out.
No
you
pugs.
Lost.
We didn't want mixes.
There was only 4, so you screwed up.
What?
Yeah, all I heard was 4.
Great Dane, Coonhound, St. Bernard, Beagle.
No, you have all these mixes
in
there.
No, I'm not going to accept St. Bernard.
No, you absolutely botched it, Heather.
She's going to kill us. You totally got it.
You know
come
she's
on.
Gonna do? She's going to come over and she will pee on our carpet is what she's going to do.
Well.
Oh, Heather, we're just kidding. You're a
winner!
So ridiculous. Now, say thank you to all the wonderful people who said it was okay.
Yes, thank you, everyone. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Sorry, you take it up for the team.
Aren't they nice? Well, they
stay positive.
You know, they can all play when we come back from vacation. We'll open the lines back up, okay? Heather, thank you so
much. Heather.
Will you hold on so Josh can tell you about your prize?
Okay, sweet. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hold on.
Whew,
star of the show right there, man.
I am freaking worn out.